to communications. Would you please call item number 697?
A request of Dorothy Carol Holland to address council regarding social justice and housing.
Is Ms. Holland present?
Present, sir.
Please come forward. Welcome. All we need is your name, and you have 3 minutes, and thank you for joining us.
My name is Dorothy Holland, and I live in a housing project building now for Home Forward. And next year, our building is going to be coming under HUD for project-based. Now, according to their rules, they would come under HUD, and Ben Carson is putting forward a 300% rent hike for HUD tenants. Now, we come under the voucher system in that project area, and then people like me who are older citizens and on a very fixed income, they won't be able to live in the building. They'll have to go somewhere else, and the only somewhere else is out on the street. And so what do we do? And I'm requesting that you don't, or talk to someone who is actually in power, like the mayor and so forth, to not pass this bill, you know, or talk to people in power and try to ask them not to pass this bill, because we don't have any other place to go.
Ms. Holland, thank you very much. As you noted, the mayor also serves as the housing commissioner. Because you've already filled out a communications request and you've listed your phone number and your email address, this information will be referred to the mayor's housing liaison, and you will get a response this week to your concern.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for joining us.
And then the second thing I would like to talk about, and then that would probably be it, is, three things, actually. The second one is our management system in Home Forward. They don't seem to be getting good managers, and their managers treat us like we're second-class citizens, and also like we're crazy and we don't know what we're talking about when we try to communicate with them and tell them what is actually going on in the building that they don't know about. And so, you know, I don't know what to do. We've gone as far as I could, you know, and I have no idea of how to address that problem.
Well, Ms. Holland, you're also at the right place, because the city nominates and appoints a number of board members of what's now called Home Forward. So that also will be included in a referral to the mayor's office. I would note that your earlier concern about Dr. Carson and the decision to raise rents in federally funded facilities and to also make changes in the HUD Section 8 program, those are changes that are generally opposed by the Oregon Congressional delegation. We happen to have two champions in the Senate, as you know, Wyden and Merkley, who will be opposing those changes. Again, though, your concern specifically will be given to the mayor's housing liaison, and you will get a response this week.
Great. And then the very last thing I want to talk about is I live in the northwest part of Portland. And it used to be really, really nice, and you could get by on the sidewalks. But now we have so many homeless people that are actually camping out on our narrow sidewalks that you can't get around them. And you ask them politely to move, and they get belligerent. So you have to either go backwards and try to go a block around them to try to avoid a bad situation. And it's getting to where you can't go to the grocery store anymore.
Ms. Holland, thank you very much. And again, I will ensure that you get a response to your three inquiries this week.
Great. Thank you
very
much.
Thank you for joining us. Carla, would you?